can be brought home and laid to rest with the utmost dignity. I have been in contact with a number of counterpart foreign ministers, foreign secretaries over the last day, including the Foreign Minister of the Netherlands, the Foreign Minister of Malaysia, the United Kingdom, Belgium, New Zealand, Indonesia. I have calls in with the Foreign Ministers of Canada and the Philippines and with United States Secretary Kerry. I have also spoken with the Ukrainian Foreign Minister Klimkin, and he has assured me that the Ukrainian government will provide Australia with every support that we need in order to have our officials in Ukraine, and that we will be able to access the site first for the consular purposes of identifying the bodies, retrieving the bodies, and of course secondly for the purposes of the investigation and the protection of evidence. I have, as you will be aware, spoken to the Russian ambassador to seek Russia's assurance that it will cooperate with an independent, impartial international investigation. I've also spoken with representatives of other governments on the Security Council, including the Chinese ambassador, to seek their full cooperation, as one would expect, with the United Nations proposals. As the Prime Minister has indicated, overnight, the United Nations Security Council issued a press statement which expressed deep sympathies and called for a thorough, independent international investigation. I have spoken with our representative in the United Nations, and I understand that our calls for a binding resolution will be debated during the course of next week. And that is why I will be leaving for New York as soon as possible to work with our Australian officials and representatives in New York to secure that binding resolution for the independent investigation. And this, of course, will also require a ceasefire to ensure that the experts, the investigators, are unfettered in their efforts to investigate this site. I will also be travelling to Washington to meet with security and intelligence experts to ensure that Australia is fully briefed on the international intelligence that is available in relation to this matter. For we are determined to ascertain what happened, why it happened, how it happened, and who is responsible. In Kiev, as the Prime Minister has indicated, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade have already dispatched a number of officials. We have our ambassador from Warsaw, Jean Dunn, there for consular purposes. We also have a consular team in the Netherlands, The Hague, where a number of family members are likely to be. We also have consular support in Kuala Lumpur. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has and remains in contact with the families of the Australians who were involved in this incident, those who were killed on this flight, and will continue to do so. The families at this stage have asked that their names not be released, and until such time as we have their permission, we won't do so. We appreciate that some family members have gone public and that there is information available about the names and identities of the victims, but until the Australian families give us their consent, we will not release those names. I have spoken with both Qantas and Virgin, who have offered their full support in the event that any family members wish to travel to Europe. But of course, the Australian government will support all efforts to retrieve the bodies once the investigation and access to the site is completed. I will continue to liaise with my counterpart foreign ministers and secretaries throughout this very difficult time to ensure that we get the fullest cooperation at the United Nations so that there is a unanimous, fully backed resolution that is binding on the UN Security Council to ensure the ceasefire and the thorough, independent, impartial investigation can take place as soon as possible.
So what's